dope. It's a dope move.
Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's big game, big game, analysis from the player's point of view, injuries, big trades, player news. Yeah, sector competition, and he played with Tony Dungy. Better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz.
Said everything you need and more. Yeah.
Big Game Sports Buzz.
I thought I told you once before. We call him
Big Game James.
Yeah,
Big Game James. Big Game James.
What's up, everybody? Welcome. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Big Game Sports Buzz. I'm the guy who can't say nothing.
Nerd.
Let's go.
There you go.
And of course, I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the reason why we have the show called what it is called, Big Game James. What up, dude? How you feeling?
Stars. What's happening, man?
Hey, man. You know, it's another day. It's another day above dirt.
So it's there good. It is, baby.
It's good. You?
I'm good if I can get situated over here. Ain't no minute like the last minute, brother. But all is well, man. I just, you know, before we really get started, man, I want to send my heart and my prayers out to the family of the victims in Nashville, and then also the tornado victims in Mississippi.
Yes.
And all over this country and world, man. There's so much craziness going on that, you know, again, Big Game and the Buff Nerd. We just hope that we can bring y'all an hour of getting away to kind of tune in, relax, laugh a little bit, live life, enjoy life, man. Because as we see on TV every day, it's not promised, man. So we got to make the most of, you know, every moment that we get on this earth, brother.
That's what's up. I know Big Game don't like it when I do this. Ricky T, good to see you, my guy. Good to see you here. Hey, make sure you're checking out Two Birds One Show on Big Game Entertainment. These guys, you want to talk about funny, they are hilarious. They are great. They talk about Philly sports and craft beer and whatever else comes to their mind. Dieter, Ricky T, good stuff.
Hey, man, yes. Can I interject?
You're going to, but go ahead.
I don't hate when you bring up comments.
I didn't say you hate. I said you didn't like.
Okay, I don't dislike when you bring up comments. I dislike when you bring up a googly eye that makes no sense to what we're talking about. But
it makes sense to me because his emoji is like, what?
You shouting out Ricky T and Two Birds One Show is all good, man. You know, don't judge me so harshly, bro. Ham.
Okay, my bad. My apologies.
Thank you. Now, with that being said, man, keep this puppy rolling, baby.
That's for sure. Hey, make sure that you like, subscribe, and smash that bell so you know when Big Game Entertainment is on, whenever we have a bevy of shows and entertainment coming. Make sure that you do that. We also on every platform where you can stream your podcast, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, we're there. So just make sure that you check us out. We are there. We're happy to have it. And of course, we always want to hear from you. Make sure that you chat with us. Hey, while we're live, you can chat. While we're not live, you can chat. We always will respond because we want to hear what you have to say. And that's the great part about it. This is where sports fans like myself and you and others and pro athletes like Big Game and his friends come together and we talk about all this stuff. So join in. It's fun. It's good. It's therapy.
That part.
Yeah, let's go, man. It's, you know, we're starting to get into that time of the year, man. March Madness is here and been here. It's about to end. You know, the other part of football is starting the off season, you know, and draft, and basketball is starting to get into playoffs. NHL is getting into playoffs. So we're, you know, in baseball. And so, yeah, that's, yeah. Exciting. But then, you know, it's the summer. It's the summer.
We'll clap for that.
Yeah. Well, hey, Let's go ahead. Let's get into these four downs. Are you ready? Let's click it.
Let's go.
So big news that's coming out of the meetings right now in the NFL having their owner meetings, is that there's a group that is putting in a $6 billion bid to buy the Washington Commanders, affectionately known here in Texas as the Commies. Among the investors is one Magic Johnson. Is this a big deal that he's doing this?
Yes, I believe it is. Magic's been trying to get into the NFL ownership game for a while. We know that he has ties with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and
yeah,
Magic has a good business sense, a good business mind. Yep. But I think more so than anything, Jay, the reason that this made news to me is Daniel Snyder tried to set the asking price so high that he mm-hmm. would not get a lot of bidders, to where, right, you know, the Denver Broncos just got a huge deal. I think that was like 4.5 or 4.7 million billion, right, excuse me, with the B, right, dollars. And now that there's two groups now that I heard that are putting up this money, and Magic, yes, Johnson is among investors in the first group that put a bid, right, in. I just think that's big, because we've been talking about minority owners needing to be a part of the process. And right, there's no bigger minority name than Magic Johnson.
Do you think, well, I think it's weird because he's a basketball guy. He's a sports guy, get it. He's a basketball guy. Like, I would love to see a football guy get there. To me, though, unfortunately, there's no rich enough football guy.
You said it before, I could beat you, get you.
To get there. They just... And it's crazy to say that because of the amounts of dollars that players are making now. But it's going to take that plus investing plus time to get there. And, you know, maybe in the next 15, 20 years or maybe less. But, yeah, I would love to see a football guy do it. It's just not going to happen, though.
No, because think about that. When Magic Johnson played, he got right into, you know, business out in L.A., very, yes, smart with his money. But NBA is guaranteed bread. The NFL, yes, is just starting to do more guaranteed dollars. And even still with that, it's stretched out so far that, right, a lot of those players aren't going to see. Like, we listened to the Patrick Mahomes deal. It sounds great when you look at it. $500 million.
No, when you hear it, but when you look at it.
Yeah, he's making $500 million. Man, you look at that, Patrick Mahomes not going to see the latter, yeah, half of that contract. They'll restructure and stretch it out again, yeah, or he'll be, you know, done playing by then.
Yeah.
And that's just the reality. So I know what, yeah, you're saying. I would love to see an NFL guy in on, but it would take like 20 former players to put a group together. And even still then, they're gonna have to go get a loan from somebody.
Well, my other thing too, man, is, you know, the type of people that put the team together. Like, when you have groups like this, like, I'm curious to see how Denver is going to play out with their group, with Walmart being, you know, because I'm going to say it like this. You can say, I think you know where I'm going. You know, we have our owner, and I get it. I get it. But he is a football guy. He was and is a football guy.
But is that a problem to a certain point, Jay? Because Jerry's, yeah, a football guy.
Yes.
And Jerry was an offensive lineman or tight end, whatever it was back in the day. Right. The game has changed eightfold from the time, yes, he played until, yes, the fall. I think he's too involved in the football part of things. My owner needs to be the type of person that's going to, yeah, equip my general manager and head coach with all the pieces he needs to be successful. He doesn't need to be in the way. If me as an owner, if I have the right GM in place that can put, yeah, together a great staff and a great organ, you know, from the front office all the way down to the coaching staff, and can get us going, that's all I need. if you're smart enough business-wise, but still put the right people in place, I can handle that. Then I can forgive it not being a straight-up football person as the owner.
But see, I think when you like what's funny is when you talk about that is I think about Philly and how Philly was mired in just mediocrity, and then John, you know, Lurie finally figured it out, or ownership finally figured it out, got a good coach, got a good staff, won the Super Bowl with a backup, you know, but then they came to a difference of opinion when it came to said quarterback, and they said, well, you know what? You're out. Right? Now, we look at that quarterback. He is what he is. He is what he's always been, in my opinion. And he now has, you know, Coach Peterson has a success with a young quarterback down in Jacksonville. So that's what I'm saying is if you have a football guy that's your owner or a guy or people around you that can help you with that. And maybe that I'll say it like that. But I would want my owner to have a football sense.
Okay.
You know, at least know that, hey, this is right, this is wrong. Who are you drafting? The GM? Let's talk this out. Because it is a business at the end of the day, right?
True, very true.
And if you don't have, and Dallas is really weird because we're masochists, you know, we're gluttons for punishment. We love to, and we get sold, and that's to your point. We get sold on a product that every year, at the end of the year, we're so disappointed with it. We're just so disappointed. But then the owner says, hey, look, we're going to make a splash, and we're going to get this one piece. And they talk them up so big. Like, you remember, you know, back in 2013, this was a great player. He was all pro. And it's like, it's 2023, though. You know, and maybe not that extreme, but like 2015, this was a great player. Like,
right.
Okay, but that's 7 years ago. That's 7 years ago. So I'm happy that Magic is throwing his hat in the ring. I know that Pat Mahomes does have a stake in Kansas City Royals. I would love to see, and I think what The Rock is doing with the XFL is awesome and is great. And I think it's a step in the right direction. But, you know, we'll see. Wallace, good to see you, my guy. Welcome in.
See, now you don't put that one up. You just speak to him. Boy, you funny.
You're doing, yo, you know, you see what it is, Wallace. I need your help, my guy. I need your help tonight, Wallace. I need you. We're gonna have to talk about. I'm gonna talk about you too, Wallace, and your Falcons, your people, your Falcons people.
Uh oh,
y'all on one. Let's move to that second down. MLB The Show. This is a video game, folks, who may not be aware, but MLB The Show will feature Negro players in this year's game. Excited? Not excited?
I like it, Jay.
Yeah.
And I say this because MLB The Show, for one, yeah, and you know, you're the buff nerd. You may correct me on this. I believe is a pretty good video game. It's one, yeah, my kids used to play a lot. They like the home run derby part. They like the whole lot of it.
Yeah.
So we played it in the past. But for a game that we criticize sometimes, you know, let me take that back. I don't know if criticize is the right word.
Mm-hmm.
We often speak on all people of color now in Major League Baseball being foreign born, in right, that, you know, African American young men aren't playing the game anymore like they used to.
Right.
And I think it just goes to show people, and it's a great way of respecting the game, of showing how the game was pioneered and how the game changed from African-American play a long time ago. And some of these guys were beyond amazing. And
yeah,
some people don't know about what they did for the game of baseball. And some people only know Jackie Robinson, Hank Aaron, you know what I mean, satchel pain.
Right.
So I think for them to go this route is going to be big as far as educating a baseball community that may not know the influence of the Negro Leagues.
His, and I'm writing this down because I want this note for us to explore on Chop Shop in a couple of weeks. And I want to get some people on about this, but I'm just going to tease it right here with, let me put this up. I'm gonna put this up. Wallace says, hey, I like this move too for recognizing them for what they did back in the day. That's great. That's awesome. All for it. 2K on the newest 2K, right? We're going to get into some gaming stuff here, right? Not 2K, live, 23, whatever.
I think it's NBA 2. I don't think anybody playing NBA live NBA no more. 2K,
yeah. My bad, man. My son plays that, man. NBA live 23, the newest one. And they've had this in several iterations, but they have the WNBA on there.
Uh-oh.
So I said, hey, I'm just saying.
Please finish. Go ahead.
So I said, hey, let me see what this is like. Because I like watching women's basketball. I like the game. I see it on the game. I'm playing and my son says, and again, my son is 7. Out of the bounds of age, right? Mm-hmm. He says, why they move so slow? What? They don't look like regular players. I don't like that. It's not good. It's not exciting. This is what he says. He's been to a WNBA game. He's seen players up close. He's met them. But on the game, it doesn't translate. So my fear is that though the recognition is awesome, to be able to relate how they played, you know, that's my issue.
But so do you think that the players will be slower and not hit the ball as far to where?
I don't know.
We know if Negro League records were kept and taken. True. At the time, they would have way surpassed a lot of Major League Baseball records that are just now being beat. So I don't think there's a drop-off. I think, Jay, in a sense, that's an unfair comparison because, yeah, I agree. They probably didn't do the women's game a lot of justice of how the game is played from the ratings and what they gave the characters in 2K for the WNBA version. But I still think it's a step in the right direction because for so long, women in sports just haven't gotten any recognition at all. For the recognition to be there, well, in a sense, you know what I mean? Like, this, the battle of sex is different.
NCAA has gotten great recognition over the years, and it's been because of people like, you know, Ariyama and Sullivan and Mulkey. And all of these coaches and players that have come through. Has it translated into the pros? Not for basketball. Tennis, yes. So there are some sports that it has. Golf, not so much.
But how should something be different with the LPGA? Like, help me understand what you mean right now on that.
Like, name 3 LPGA players right now.
Don't do that to me. Hey, does Michelle, what's her name, still play?
Michelle Wee,
Yeah.
She's still out there.
Dog, I ain't doing that right now because I'm going to get some hate from some people. Ladies, I love y'all. I can't name. I can't. You want me to lie? You want me to lie? Can't lie.
But game, that's my point, is that they have a great game. But what I don't want to see is, like, when Satchel Paige came into the major leagues, he was well past his prime.
Yeah, he like almost 50.
Right?
Yes.
But, I mean, the thing is that when he was in his prime, like, he was supposed to be one of the first ones to come into the league.
Right.
But because of the way the league and the way America was at that point,
they couldn't bring someone of his stature.
No, no.
A white bait. Yeah, I got you.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. So that's my fear, is that, you know, you'll see that and it's not going to be a good representation of it. It may be a little bit slower and maybe not. I don't know. Hopefully they do it justice.
But I feel the cause of concern and the hesitation of being super excited by Jay until you see what the product is. That makes sense, man. I give you that. I won't.
You but know. I'm excited with you, man. I'll probably get it because it has it there. So.
They probably got me as a customer. I might only play one game, but one game. You know, I'm going to support. Man, you know me and baseball, bro. I love you. Hey, all my baseball friends. I love y'all, man. I got some good baseball friends, dog.
Man, we're going to have to talk off after that because it is. Third down. The Packers GM and Douche has said that Douche Dodgers didn't take his call after the season ended. How is this like?
I'm not surprised. Why is this news now, Jay? Why is this coming up now? Is why I put it in here. Like,
there's a drag in this dude. Because Douche Dodgers has been dragging them and they finally have gotten the antidote and the remedy and said, you know what? We don't want you anymore. We need you, but we don't want you. And when someone doesn't want you.
Hey, but let's sleeping dogs lie. We already know the relationship in Green Bay is bad. It's a marriage that's got to end. It's
toxic.
There it is. That's the word I was looking for. It's toxic, right?
It's toxic. I got you.
Why are you speaking on it now, bro? Like, you the one who kept him 2 years too long and gave him the extension, you jackass.
Because they wanted him. That was the thing. They knew they needed him, but now they wanted him. Like, look, we want you. We know we got Jordan Love, but we want you.
They feel a certain way because he didn't want him back. Is that what it is?
Man, that's it.
That's like when you try to holler at that girl and she's just really not hearing you talking back to you.
She's like, look.
She ghosting you. Right.
Yeah. And you don't get the hint. And then finally, you know, you're like, man, it's been like 2 weeks. And you see her walking down.
Maybe she didn't hear my phone.
Dude, when you see in the calf and she with some other feeding him, it's it. It's over. Grandizer, what's good? Good to see you. Yes, three hot takes, good points, slow takes, bad takes. Three things that make you go, okay. That's what's up. Why? This is why they shouldn't have given Rodgers a contract. He got what? But Wallace would have been saying, though, that, I mean, here's what concerns me about Green Bay and all of this situation. Jordan Love. You go and you draft him thinking he was what you thought it was going to be, and you see him in practice, and you see him in you know, preseason, and you're like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Maybe not so much. So you like, I gotta have Aaron Rodgers back. I don't
know if it was that. It was just dumb, bro.
How do you have Jordan Love on this team? And he's played, what, a game and a half?
Something like that. But Aaron Rodgers didn't play bad enough to get benched. So it's like, how do you decide, well, you know, we're gonna sit Aaron down this week and we're just going to see what Jordan can do?
Either he didn't play bad enough to get benched or Jordan Love hasn't played well enough to
take a job.
To take the job, or at least for Aaron Rodgers to sit down at least one game,
man, dog.
Whether he's hurt or not. So to me, it's more of an indictment on Jordan Love.
I'm just gonna say this: it was a dumb signing,
yes,
from the start.
Yes,
it was just bad.
It's every bad.
Which way it could be bad, it was absolutely bad. Shouldn't have happened. It happened. Packers GM said Rodgers wouldn't take his calls and ignored him. And we're not surprised. We knew it was going to happen. The Jets are still optimistic that something can get done. And the Packers asking price is still way too high for for what the Jets want to do. And they already said that they're not going to consider Lamar. That, man, I don't know. It's just,
shoot that shit, man. It was amazing. Hey, you're right on that. The money, that part, but Wallace. still, one game, Wallace, one game. I mean, you got to see that. That's what I'm saying, though. Do you really know what you got in this Jordan Love kid? Who's, I can't even say kid anymore. He's a man. And he's coming into his, what, fifth year contract? I think it's his fifth year.
Nah, we looked at him fourth, last time. He's going.
That's right. It's fourth year. So they got to decide. They have to make the decision.
Well, the choice has been made that he's going to be the guy unless they're going after somebody else in the draft, which, boy, you talking about the sports world going cuckoo, boy, that's going to be fire.
But that's why they want what they want for him. That's why they want what they want for him.
Yeah, but the Jets aren't stupid. Man, like I said, I don't want to beat a dead horse with this because I know we've been talking about it because it's just in the news. But if you're the Jets, you can't give up that number one pick. And Aaron Rodgers might be like, you know what? I'm going to go do a podcast with my boy Pat McAfee, man. I'm done with this shit. I'm out. Then what? And then you stuck with all your picks, man, hell to the nah.
We should have said that with fourth down. Let's get into that because this is great. I love this. Texas has finally got off the pot and named Rodney Terry as the head coach and have removed the title interim. Go ahead, give it to him. Listen, there was a piece on Rodney Terry before their game. I think it was before the
Elite Eight game. Okay.
Man, it was great. It was absolutely awesome, amazing. I think I talked about it last time, but look, well deserved. Well deserved. Well deserved. So good for him. I'm glad.
Man, I'll just say this real quick. And the way the players responded and talked about Rodney Terry and just his press conference, when he said he wasn't just in this for the short term, you know, he said he's going to be present at those guys' weddings, know when their kids are born, to want to be able to be a real part. And we all know the University of Texas, Jay, for the people that aren't from Texas that's watching this show, but us being here in the Lone Star State and how they love their beloved Texas Longhorns sports program. Okay. They don't make it easy for anyone, let alone an interim. And for, you know, Chris Beard was beloved for them. And for them to have to get rid of him, they didn't really want to do it. And they probably wanted to distance themselves from anyone that was on their staff. But this guy really made his mark on the program. And I think it showed with how the players stepped up and commended him so much and wanted him to continue to be a part of their success. That speaks volumes, man. And I'm glad that, you know, this happened for Rodney Terry. He deserved it. He really did deserve it. And you know what? I would have said if Texas would not have given him the job.
What would you have said? Let me lead you in. What would you have said if Texas did not give him the job?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
That's right, folks. This is the point of the show, or the point of the podcast, keeps on the show, point of the podcast where we look at stuff around the week and be like, hey, man. Oh, hell no. Game, did you see this? Oh, hell no. So, what you got, Game? I saw what you wrote. It's good.
Hey, what I wrote is good, so I feel like I've got to say it. But, Jay, have you ever gotten an oh, hell no right before we go on the show and you already got an oh, hell no?
Yes.
All right, so I got to drop two little nuggets, bro, and I ain't going to take long. Baseball spring training is coming to an end. Opening day is coming up, Thursday, I believe it is opening day for Major League Baseball. But the Philadelphia Phillies and the Toronto Blue Jays were playing a spring game, whatever the league this year, they preseason spring game. And the Craig Kimbrell, the pitcher, was called for a pitch clock violation. So immediately afterwards, catcher JT Romalto, he dropped the ball that Rosenberg tried, the umpire tried to hand him the ball, and he dropped it. And the umpire ultimately thought that he slighted him, so he ejected him from the game. Now, if the play before, when he had the ball, the catcher, you know, Romalto had his hand up, and the umpire threw it back to the pitcher.
Yeah.
So the next time he put it up, he didn't look back at the umpire or anything. He didn't feel it. He put his hand down. Then the ball was dropped, and then the umpire said, "Wait a minute, are you slighting me? You making fun of me? You're out." He ejected him, and it's just like, "Wait, what? Are you kidding me? Dude didn't even look at you. He didn't know that you weren't, you know, going to play the ball, that you didn't throw it back yet." And he moved his glove, and it's just like, "Oh hell no!" For your overreaction to something so minute.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and this is the thing that's been
your sport
front of mind, and it's been like, you know what? Do referees have too much power in the game? Are they becoming more of the celebrity, or becoming more of, hey, you know, look at me, I'm in control? Is it a power, more of a power grab? Yeah.
Yeah. Because the next one that I got has something to do with the referee as well.
Man, go for it. I'm going to put you single shot right there.
All right. So XFL last night, the Houston Roughnecks are in D.C. playing against the D.C. Commanders. Cy Judge stops the game, and he has a quarrel to make with a player. He went to the head referee and asked to say that he had a personal foul that he had to throw on cornerback number three. And the head referee said, "Well, what's the quarrel?" He's like, "He squirted the water at me." So he looked at him like, "What?" And so, needless to say, an unsportsmanlike penalty was called, 15 yards, because the defensive back for Houston squirted water either on or at the referee. It's just like, oh, hell no.
I love it, though. Maybe he said, "Hey, man, you must be hot."
I don't know what it was, but a personal foul for water being sprayed towards you, on you. What? Come on, man. Get out your feelings, dog. You okay? You know you was out there sweating. That water didn't hurt you.
I mean, I guess the question is, how would he even know? He just felt it. He's like, "Is it raining?"
Something happened, man, but I know they showed it on NFL Live tonight. Yeah. I died. I was like, I had an oh hell no. But I got to say something about this, because this is funny, dog.
Have you ever done that?
Squirted a water bottle at a referee?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Because back in Tampa, it's just funny, bro. We're playing against the Buffalo Bills. It's in Tampa.
Right.
Sapp and I'm in the game. Sapp, we get good pressure. Rob Johnson's a quarterback. He escapes the pocket. We pursue. He steps out of bounds. Sapp runs all the way over to the Buffalo bench, grabs a Gatorade cup, and takes a drink on their sideline. When I say beyond funny, and here it is, it was like third and long. We pursue this fool and get him to run out of bounds, and Sapp gets a goddamn personal stop. In the series, I look at him like, he said, "What, Jimmy? Damn it, I was thirsty." Man, I was like, "You got it." My point being, ever since then, I was like, I'm never playing with water when it comes to the referees, whether it be drink on someone else's sideline or squirt water at them, dog. Can't do it. Can't do it. Don't do it.
Man, they sensitive about that water. Apparently, they sensitive about that water.
The Aquafina is serious, man.
It costs a lot of monies. Man, let's get this. Oh my gosh. All right, let's get into this. Who you got for the Final Four?
Hey, that face you make when you realize your intro don't match the topic you talking about.
I'm sorry. Don't mind us.
You pause for the play intro, and I'm like, all I got is a football. What you got? Oops, my bad. I need to make a new one.
No, it's all good. Why? Oh, this is it. I mean, this is it.
I love this it, bro.
Puccini falling from the sky. You know why I hate this Final Four? Because I don't know any of these teams. That's why.
So, Jay, did we just pick the games and we save, like, the last one for, like, championship week? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Florida Atlantic versus San Diego State and Miami versus UConn and the men's side. And it's – hey, dude, did you watch any of the games this weekend?
I did.
Dude.
I did.
Great basketball, bro.
It was good. I'm not going to lie. It was good. It was funny because for whatever reason, my son is into K-State. There's been a lot of Sun references tonight, but he got into K-State. He was like really rooting for K-State. And when they lost, he was devastated. Like, no, K-State. I was like, no one in your family has ever gone to or considered going to K-State.
Ain't ever been to Manhattan, Kansas, huh?
He don't even know where it is.
Hey, amen. But what a lot of people who might see this don't understand is your son,
yeah,
he roots and cheers hard as hell.
I
know little man was all in, dog. Like he put all his chips on the table. He was all in on that one, dog. You should have shot some video and showed me that one, dog. Because
I will do that in the future because you would have thought he bled purple and white the way he was. I'm telling you, like somebody in his family owns a building out there in Manhattan. No, man, he was devastated though.
I love it.
He was devastated. So yeah, we'll see, man. FAU and SDSU. Actually, I like FAU. I did watch that game, and like I said, you know, with K-State, and I've been kind of following them. And man, hey, you gotta respect the hoop, man. You gotta respect the hoop.
Go ahead, keep talking, man.
Man, I see you, Wallace. You think UConn and Miami for the championship?
But I think UConn and Miami play each other in the Final Four, so they can't go to the championship.
They do. I think FAU will beat San Diego State. Their length and is crazy, and they got a couple of kids over there that can shoot. That can really shoot. So I like FAU. I think UConn will take Miami.
Man, right now, UConn is the one team that's been blowing everyone out.
Yeah.
And Texas, honestly, I thought Miami was done against Texas.
Yes.
I thought Texas had that game. It was like about three something minutes left, and they were – and Texas was up 13, and Miami just found a way and willed themselves to win.
Texas got cold right at the end. Like,
and I was like, wow. Yeah. So I was surprised. Miami has a lot of fight in them. But right now, Connecticut is looking like the best team in the tournament. So I think Connecticut beats Miami. I just do. And as much as it pains me to say this, I'm rooting for San Diego State because I want the Mountain West to have a team play in the championship. You know, the Mountain West got so – hey, don't make that face, bro. The Mountain West got hated on so much because they got four teams in, and three of them got beat in the first round.
Yeah.
And they made such a big whoopsie about the ACC and the Big Ten and the SEC.
Yeah.
And all of them are chilling at the house right now on the couch as well, just like the rest of the Mountain West. So
– and Big 12. Don't forget Big 12. Oh,
yeah, and the Big 12 because I had –
Big 12 had a lot of teams.
Final Four. But needless to say, I'm cheering for, and I can't count Florida Atlantic out. They play well together. They are being coached well. But I like San Diego State to beat FAU, UConn to beat Miami, and San Diego State and UConn to play each other in the national championship.
Yeah.
Because that game is going to take place before we come on the air again.
Well, I mean, let's just pick it then.
All right. Well, I think UConn's gonna win the whole damn thing. I think that's the best team left in the tournament. I think them Huskies is gonna get it done.
Man, you know what? Hurley, I like him too. I like that family, man, between him and his brother, Danny Hurley and Bobby Hurley. And it's hard to root against them.
And they went from horse racing to
coaching. But, man, I'm thinking FAU may take them. I think so. I think they're going. See how people do stuff.
Oh my bad! I thought you missed that.
No, I didn't. I saw it. I was going to give it time to you know.
You let stuff marinate.
Marinate.
Okay, my bad. My bad, pimping.
See, look, there you go. He thinks UConn is going to win it all too. He said, hold on and keep going. Did y'all hear that? He said, hold on, keep going. hold on, keep going.
Oxymoron, jumbo shrimp, my bad.
I think FAU, their length is what gets me over UConn. I think
they both have 7-footers. UConn has a 7-foot freshman. And so does FAU have a 7-foot like sophomore. Dude, yes. They cancel each other out very well.
But the rest of them.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking team. You talking individual. I'm talking team.
Dude, UConn. Did you watch UConn play?
I watched them. I was very impressed. But I was impressed.
Foul by the Buff nerd. I had to blow the whistle on Buff nerd.
That's fine, man. Blow the whistle. Do-do-do-do. Blow the whistle.
I mean, we don't.
Speaking of blow the whistle. Do-do-do-do. Women's Final Four.
Damn. He just lost his mind, y'all. He just kind of got kind of crazy on it.
I need sleep. Y'all pray for me. Look, Iowa versus South Carolina, Virginia Tech versus LSU. I'm not going to bet against Coach Staley. I'm just not.
Hey man, did you see Iowa play in the
they are boss
against Louisville. Ladies.
They are boss ladies.
But
it really is one.
South Carolina, they like the big people holding up the wall in the club.
Man,
they like against the wall. They big. And the one thing about the girl from Iowa, my bad, is it Carter, something like that she yeah. Caitlin, whatever it is, she can shoot.
Caitlin Carter,
and she good.
Yeah.
But she frail, bro. They're gonna be out there like your mob. They're gonna knuck if you buck and throw them bowls. South Carolina ain't nothing to be played with, dog.
No.
I like South Carolina's gonna win that game.
Yeah.
They're gonna beat Iowa, I believe. I just think they're too big and too strong.
Yeah. I think they'll beat them. And I like Mulkey and LSU, man. I mean,
man. What's your girl name, number 10 for LSU?
Oh, she bad, bro.
She transferred in from Maryland.
Yeah, man.
She talked trash, and everybody said, like, if she's in the guys game, it wouldn't even be a big deal. Asia Reese?
I think that's it. I think so, man. But I know who you're talking about. I know the number.
I think LSU wins this game, and I think it's a rematch of the SEC showdown between LSU and South Carolina. But like Wallace said at the end of the day, bro.
SC gonna win it all, man.
Coach Staley got them girls playing. Man, they got a 6'7" girl from Brazil that's just like up under, along with a Alicia Boston. Man, they cold blooded, bro. I love it. I love it. I think South Carolina wins it all, baby.
I think so too, man. I think that's where it's at, brother. I think that's where it's at. Man, do you know that we are actually making good time tonight?
I mean, I did this on purpose. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No. I'm saying I try to shorten it up to keep it on purpose because I know sometimes we get to rolling and then if anybody wanted to comment, it would give us time to get back to some of those comments and extend things a little bit, bro.
Yeah. It's all, but we don't want to talk about douche dodges no more of the Jets.
No, but we don't have to. No one asked any questions.
Good. Don't.
Anyway, Hey, so it's time for your favorite segment, right, Jay?
It's time for the worst segment of the cast.
Haterade.
No one likes this part. But come on, man. Let's see what you got.
All right, man. You know, it seems like there's been a lot of sequels in movies.
Yes.
Coming out lately.
Yes.
And so I just had to ask the question, man, if one of these franchises or series, movies,
mm-hmm.
never been made, one got to go. John Wick, Creed, Shazam, Black Panther. One gotta go.
Well, Black Panther ain't going nowhere. We know that. Creed is a great series, so we know he ain't gonna go nowhere with that. So that leaves Shazam. And what's the other one?
John Wick.
Man, here's the thing. Man, I'm about to get a lot of heat off.
That was accident. Sorry.
Maybe it was foretelling. I've never seen the John Wick series.
Damn. You lying to me.
I don't think Keanu Reeves is a good actor.
Hey, man, I got somebody that don't come to get your ass right now.
And listen, I have very good people who I love and trust who have said, this is a great series. It's like they tell me, and they're like, well, I don't want to spoil it for you. I'm like, go ahead. I'm probably not going to watch it. And they say exactly what you say. Like, oh, the dog, this and that. What dog? There's a dog in it? Like, what? Yeah, like. So.
I like to inform everyone that this will be the last episode of Big Game Sports Buzz with Big Game and the Buff Nerd, because we just can't be friends anymore. We just.
Damn. Like, I'm excited to watch it, but I'll wait. So that, I guess that leaves Shazam.
I mean, so you're saying John Wick's got to go?
I don't want to say that. I'll say Shazam because it's a DC movie, and DC just doesn't do good movies. So I'll say DC. I'll say Shazam for that reason alone.
My whole concentration has been taken away from me right now. And, you know, normally I'm a man of many words. I don't get stumped easily at all. But what the Buff Nerd just did to me is crazy, because I'm like, you're joking, right?
No.
But it's all good. You know, so it's so funny, because during COVID, my boys and I really had a chance to bond over movies. And John Wick was a favorite. And I was on John Wick first, and then we like, hey, man, let's watch all these John Wicks. New ones are coming out. We watched them all. And so the new one just is coming out, and my youngest like, yo, Dad, when are we going to go see John Wick? Like, we're going to go see it soon, son. Don't trip. We're going to go see it. So we're going to get ready to go see John Wick. We have Creed, amazing, all three of them. I like one the best still. Shazam, I haven't seen the last one yet. Want to. And then Wakanda. Black Panther, not going anywhere. So for me, it was Shazam, and it's only because if Shazam never came out, I don't think I would miss anything. John Wick is like entertainment, life-altering entertainment. It's great entertainment. And for you being like that movie guy, yeah, we agree, but like, I feel like you just told me this shit about, is he gonna be cousin? About John Wick, because you wanted to see my face and get a reaction. And it worked. It worked. You did a great job. Like, I really thought you were going to say John Wick had to go, but I think you just tried to save face with people who are going to watch this later.
No.
Because of your answer, bro.
Again, people I love and trust on movies, they tell me how great it is, and I've tried to watch it, and something always pulls me away, or I fall asleep. Like something, I don't know what it is. It's just something about John Wick. I
fall asleep.
Maybe I watch it too late at night because I can't watch it with the family. I don't know, man.
Man, you need to give it another shot, bro. Either way,
I want to go see it, but I can't go see four because I haven't seen
one, two, or three. Yes, and you have to see those.
And you have to, and that's what everyone
do,
says.
They do a very good job of actually, you know, chronological order, the way they lay it out and the story they tell.
Yes.
If you go see three without seeing, and then you see one later, you'll be mad as hell. You have to see them in order. You have to know and what's going on. And, you know, I need to kidnap you, bring you over here to the north side. We sit down in the man cave with some cold diet sodas and you know, watch John Wick.
All right, man. I'm down for it. I'm down for it.
What the hell, Grandizer? Okay. Hey, man. It's time. Hey, man. We're going to say, well, somebody going to say, welcome back, Carter, next. I don't know what the hell is going on. But before Jay Stogg totally loses his mind, it's time for the top five.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go.
Some people have a top 100, some have a top 50, some have a top 25, some even punk out and just do a top 10. But here at Big Game Sports Buzz, no. Who's in, who's out? Top five. Tonight's top five. Top five sports upsets of all time in any sport. This is a hard one. I know it is. I know you're going to go back. You're going to, you know, you're going to have two or three of them, but we need five. You're going to go back and you say, oh, what about this one? What about this one? You know what? I got to scratch that one off because now you're at six. So one of those has to go out. Big Game always has an issue with this. So I know there's going to be at least eight that he's going to say.
I mean, don't accuse me of anything yet. You haven't heard my list, man.
I already know this. I know this.
You don't know anything.
You're right. I don't. Go ahead.
I'm going to name five.
You're going to name five.
Even if it kills me to not say the other three.
You're going to name five because you're mentioning eight. I know your math.
Hey, man. So this is tough. But starting the year off this year,
yes,
I'm about to kick it off with TCU beating Michigan in the Fiesta Bowl.
Yep.
I think that was one of the biggest upsets of all time.
Yes.
No one thought that TCU had a chance to advance to the college football national championship game.
Yeah.
And they did. So TCU versus Michigan.
Yeah.
Then Jim Valvano is a classic. Run around the court crazy, sure, trying to find someone to hug.
Yeah.
NC State's upsetting of Akeem Olajuwon and Fife Slamma Jamma.
Fife Slamma Jamma.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
One I still remember very vividly, my sophomore year in high school, James Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson, Tokyo, man. Japan.
Yeah.
Saturday night, HBO, that's when boxing, you know, you still catch Mike Tyson sometimes on HBO and they had to do pay-per-view. Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson, I was dumbfounded. I mean, I felt like the world was over when that happened.
Yeah.
This next one. I got the greatest show on turf. The St. Louis Rams were coming into a Super Bowl after coming off, you know, previous Super Bowl win. They were big-time favorites over the little underdog New England Patriots. And the Patriots beat the Rams in the Super Bowl back 2001.
Cheaters. Spygate.
And then my number one, man, is one that, you know, today, if I – told people I was cheering for this basketball team. They made this on me. But back in the day.
Yeah.
1992. NCAA. Since, we're doing March Madness right times right now. The Duke Blue Devils beat the UNLV Running Rebels.
Yeah.
To mess up their undefeated season and win the national championship. I believe that was 1992.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. That UNLV team, man, was loaded, and they had killed everyone all year long. And yeah. Hurley and Leitner did the damn thing and pulled a rabbit out of their ass and won the game.
And you love that because you hate UNLV.
Yeah, but at the time, I was a UNLV basketball fan. Can't lie.
Fair enough.
My top five, bro.
Fair enough. That's good. That's good. Let's see. Okay, so we agree on some here. So I'm going to take one of mine out because you said it, and you said it great. 2007, let's stick in that year. Michigan loses to App State. If you're not familiar with that, Michigan was like a big time, you know, they were what they were. Appalachian State, they just came up to get the money. That's all they were there to do. Actually, no, they came up to beat that butt, and they won on a block kick. They ran it in, boom, surprised Michigan. That was it for them. That definitely was one. That's a fact. Excuse me. For me, we talk about New England. It was actually when New York beat New England in that Super Bowl. And, man, look, that Hail Mary throw while he was still getting drugged down, Eli Manning and Sweatpants, Shoot Myself McGee, also known as Plaxico Burress. Was it Burress? No, it was the other guy. Who was it?
Tyree,
thank you. Put it on his head, didn't come off. Look, man, that was the biggest upset right there for me for that one. The other one I'm going to talk about is Miracle on Ice. 1980, USA versus Russia.
Go to solo shot on this.
You already know that. Buff nerd. They made a movie about it. Come on.
But you haven't seen John Wick.
watch what I do here. 1972. USSR versus USA. If you're not familiar with this, in Olympic basketball, 1972, USA had like a great, great team. USSR, they were big, they were strong, they were USSR, right? But it was very controversial. In the last second, they got the ball up. You know, they're still arguing to this day. USA has not, they didn't even accept the medals. The U.S. Olympic people, they still have them. Because USA was like, nope, mm-mm. If we accept that, then that means it's real. So, yeah, that was a big upset. I'm going to put this up here. And I'm going to agree with you. Appalachian State beat Texas A&M last year. Yeah, but this was, nobody knew where App State was. You know, they've kind of come along. But I agree with you. Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson, to me, was one of the biggest upsets for me. As a matter of fact, I was 9 years old, just about to turn 10. And it hurt so bad I cried. Because I felt like Mike Tyson was my family. Like, he was my cousin. Like, how could he lose to this?
How did cousin Mike lose, huh?
As one boxer would famously say about another one, he couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is Buster. It's Buster. I mean, but he was in the best shape of his life. He knew what he had to do. He did it. Mike wasn't at the top of his game. He just wasn't. So, yeah, to me, that was it. Top five upsets in sports all time. And there it is. There you go. So, thank you for joining again. Make sure that you like, subscribe, smash that bell, and share. Hey, we've had some people viewing. Make sure that you like it, right? That way you know when we come on. Also, you can check us out on anywhere that you listen to your favorite podcast. Listen to us when you work out in the gym, you're in the car, or, you know, you're just walking around, or maybe just sitting at the office because, you know, you're supposed to be working, but you're not. Turn us on. we'll make you laugh.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, man. Great job. And everybody, thank you for tuning in. Hey, to stay connected with Big Game Sports Buzz and Big Game Entertainment, the QR code is now up on screen. You can scan that, find all of our social media platforms, links, our podcast links,
sorry,
as well. What'd you say?
I was just reading the comments.
Man. Oh, okay, my bad. But now check us out, follow us, Big Game Sports Buzz merchandise and gear. For the Buffner, Jay Stoggs, or your man, Big Game James, thanks for tuning in. And until next time, peace.
Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's big game, 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 big game, game, game. Analysis from the player's point of view. Injuries, big trades, player news. Yeah, sector the competition, and he played with Tony Dungy. Better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz.
Said everything you need and